Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. I was thinking about the kingdom of God is about seed time and harvest. This is what it's all about. I mean, you look at the ground just kind of sits there. But if you take a seed and you stick the seed into the ground, it goes through a process of death and germination, and then the seed begins to produce. And it produces, you know, first the blade, the stem, the blade, and the kernel, and whatever was planted, it produces not only what that was, but it produces a lot more of that. And, you know, so many people were wanting to be, you know, blessed, but they don't sow blessing, you know? Mm-hmm. I just want to have friends. I ain't got no friends. It's like, have you ever sowed friendship with anybody? No, I just want somebody to be my friend. You know, I want a financial blessing. I don't know. Do you give? Are you a tither? Do you give offerings to God? You know, give, plant, you know, and it'll be given to you. Good measure, shaken together, running over. Men giving into your bosom. Whatever measure you use, it'll be measured to you. Mm-hmm. It's just seed time and harvest. I mean, we could yell at this truth. We could scream at it. We could deny it. But you know it's true. That's why you actually want to repent. Yeah. Because repentance brings us to a place that those seeds that we planted in our life that would produce a bad harvest in our life, that God will do one of two things. One is he'll mercifully just prevent them from being harvested. Or secondly, he'll give us a grace to walk through our own harvest. But how ridiculous is it for a kernel of corn? Imagine this. Imagine if a kernel of corn could speak. Just one single kernel of corn. And it decides, you know, I'm going to tunnel down into this dirt. And I'm going to plant myself. Rain, weather, soil, all the things that happen. All of a sudden, this one single kernel of corn produced a stalk of corn cobs and shocks with all kinds of corn. And it's just like everywhere is corn, corn, corn. And now imagine this kernel of corn, if it was, you know, still in the ground, it comes out of the dirt, it tunnels its way out of the dirt, and it looks at the stalk and it looks at the shucks and all the corn, and it begins to say, I cannot believe how disgusting this is. Where did you come from, and how did you get here, and why are you even here? I cannot even believe. I mean, look at this harvest. Why would a kernel of corn yell and blame and criticize its harvest? Even the very kernel knows you reap what you sow. You reap what you sow. You look at Galatians chapter 6, verse 7 and 8. He says, do not be deceived, America, church, us. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. Whoever sows to please their flesh, from the flesh will reap destruction. But whoever sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit reaps eternal life. If you haven't yet listened to or watched on VFN TV, is America under judgment? Is America under God's judgment? Because in the context of that, we have to ask the question, is it, because we're seeing a harvest come down and come out of the soil of the heart of America. And it's like, can we really yell at this harvest? Can we really begin to just say, what's your problem? Foolishly. When are we yelling at our own harvest? I mean, there's three phases of seed time and harvest spoken of in the book of Romans, chapter 1, when Paul's talking about if you plant this seed, if you sow to the flesh in these two areas, then this is going to be your harvest. And then he says, and if you continue on, if that particular force and consequences don't change you, then you're going to be turned over for this. But then if you go and you continue to sow to the flesh in these areas, then this is going to have a whole second harvest is going to come. And then if you continue to sow in the flesh in this area, then this third final harvest will come to a nation. If he says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from our wicked ways, pray, then he'll heal the land. I mean, it's obviously contingent upon us. Mm-hmm. It's our harvest. America is the church's harvest. It just is. Mm. It's a rebellious church's harvest. It's what we did or didn't do. I mean, he says it very specifically. The first thing they failed to do was fail to acknowledge God and to give God glory, to be grateful. I mean, we're the poorest people in America. The poorest is richer than 80% of the 7 billion people that are on the face of the earth. But how many ungrateful American church Christian Americans are there? God gives us stuff and things and keeps us healthy and got us the best medical system, all these different things. And we just grumble and complain and not grateful, haven't smiled in a decade. Hmm. Nothing's ever enough. Hmm. Don't acknowledge God. You talk to somebody who professes to be a believer and says, what is God doing in your life? And they're just like a stunned. They're stunned with deer in headlights. Because what that means is everything that's been done in that person's life up to that point, they've taken total credit for or given credit to some man. They don't see where God was the one that blessed them, that kept them. Proven by 97% of regular church attenders, according to George Barna, don't even acknowledge God is the one that gives them increase because they don't tithe. Mm. That just tells it like it is. So he says he gives them the harvest of those seeds, those kernels, is a people being turned over to sexual impurity to do what ought not to be sold. Well, America didn't mind that sexuality. Mm. That didn't bother them because they were into that. They were into that. But it was judgment. It was a minimum force necessary to get a nation, a people, his people, to get our attention to say, God, we're sorry. God, forgive us. Help us. And repent and turn back. And the next is that all of a sudden beginning to sow things like worshiping things and stuff and things that have been created instead of the Creator. Mm-hmm. Sowing those mindsets and those beliefs. It's amazing. A man will let some stranger take his daughter out, but will put the same man in jail for taking his car out.
True.
Stuff, things. Mm-hmm. Don't touch my stuff. Mm. Don't touch my God. That's what he's saying. Mm-hmm. So all of a sudden, then he says, well, you know, I've been trying for at least about 6 months now to get to church, to get to the gathering. But, you know, I got so many things I'm paying for and so much stuff to be able to maintain now. And I got a big place for my stuff. And therefore, you know, the stuff is, you know how the stuff is more important than God. Mm. Well, actually, it is my God. Then we start losing our houses and jobs and all these things start happening. Mm-hmm. And so the harvest of that is the next aspect of it. But if we yell at the harvest of it, if we yell at the harvest of what's going on, that's like the kernel of seed, kernel of corn yelling at the stalk. It's like, come on now. We've all sinned. This particular first phase of judgment can't yell at the second phase of judgment, because if it wasn't for the first phase of judgment, the second would have never even come. And now we have a significant sexual whatever hitting America from every angle. It's just, that's it. I mean, the topic is sex. I'm basing everything off sex. Who you're having it with, who can marry, who can do what. I mean, just totally outside of what God says about it. But he said, if you worship things, I mean, come on, if you're sitting here, you wouldn't even leave your stuff to go to the mission field. You wouldn't even give up one-tenth of what you had to honor God. You haven't acknowledged God in 5 years, and you're criticizing what's happening in America today? Is America under God's judgment? And you think today, I mean, it's like people are losing their minds. It's like, is this really? Well, you know what? The third phase of judgment is continuing to sow and not repent. Minimum force necessary. And you can hear more about this and watch it on VFN TV. Is America under God's judgment? If we continue to sow to this, God will turn us over to a reprobate mind. A total, unfruitful, unproductive. And you think about it, it's like, wow. Maybe we already have. You know, I was just watching an interview on the news with a young man. It was this real cool program in the inner city, actually in New Jersey, where a former Wall Streeter started a business of recovering bicycles. And they tell the kids that if you'll clock in for 15 hours and help recycle bicycles, then you'll have your own. Beautiful. Love it. And so this one young man's being interviewed, and he says, they asked him, he says, you know, you've already done your 15 hours, you got your bicycle, you know, how does this make you feel? And why are you still here? And he says, it just is, I'm paraphrasing, I just felt so empowered.
Wow.
That I could work hard and I would get a bicycle. I would get paid for my work. Thinking like, the enemy has so oppressed the people that they don't even understand that you have all of that inside of you. And it took this lady to empower these young people to understand that that's inside of you. And a reprobate mind doesn't have that. A reprobate mind just doesn't see how you can be fruitful. It's an unfruitful thought life. It's unfruitful. It's just, you just can't get out of it. Your mind, you're just stuck. And so he says he turns them over to a reprobate mind. But the interesting thing is, and what he says in the last part of Romans chapter 1, he begins to list off these different things. And it's almost a description, if you would, of America. And it's really difficult. It causes us to cry out because, you know, this is our harvest. This is our harvest. This is not some stranger.
Right.
This is the land that we lived in, the land that we sowed in. And we can't point to everybody else and say, oh, this is your fault. But he says, finally in verse 28, chapter 1, verse, I'm going to close with this, but Romans 1, 28 says, furthermore, since they did not think it worthwhile to retain the knowledge of God, he gave them over to a depraved mind to do what ought not to be done. They have become filled with every kind of wickedness, evil, greed, depravity. They are full of envy. I mean, we got people, Christians, owning businesses, and they named it envy. It's like, why don't you name your other one adultery and the other one fornicator? It's like, they are full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, malice. They are gossipers, slanderers, God haters, insolent, arrogant, boastful. They invent ways of doing evil. They disobey their parents. They are senseless, faithless, heartless, and ruthless. Although they know God's righteous decrees that those who do such things deserve death, they not only continue to do these very things, but also approve of those who practice them, who practices them. Dear God, forgive us. Forgive me. Forgive us of our sin, dear God. Cleanse us from all righteousness. Heal our land. Send revival. You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.